Hello and welcome to Social Media Ministries. My name is Spencer Kaufman. Thank you for being here today. This is going to be a great message that will hopefully help you out in life, help you to excel and do more, and really connect and communicate with God. So if this is your first time here, hit that subscribe button, follow us on social media, and stay tuned for weekly sermons to come. Also, take some time, navigate back through our old messages. There's going to be one, the title's going to jump out at you, and you're going to say, I need that. Watch it and allow it to change and help you change your life. If you're a returning visitor, hey, start using those share icons. You never know when someone on your social media needs one of these messages to speak into their life. That's the beauty of the Bible. It's timeless. You can have 10 people speak a message on the same verses, and you're going to get 10 different messages. Why? Because the Word is alive and active. It's alive. You can read it each and every day. You could read the same verse and get something different. It can touch you in a different way because it's living and active. It's not dead. It's alive. It's living, and it has this power to be able to communicate with your spirit, the Holy Spirit, and change your life. And you need to be making that connection. You need to be growing your spirit. You need to be connecting with God. The Bible tells us that the spirit that God has put in us longs for God. It calls out, Father, Father, and it wants to be in communication with it. And how do you do that? Well, you need to take time to listen to God. You have to listen to God. Allow God to speak to you. How does this happen? Well, mainly, God speaks to you while you're reading His Word, the Bible. That's the main way that God will talk to you. Another great way God talks to you is through other people, through your teachers, your leaders, your pastors, through these sermons. When you're scrolling through all our videos, there's going to be one and it pops out to you and you see that. That's God speaking to you. Watch it and take it in and learn. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing the soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. That's the word of God. Living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. There is a reason why when you speak the Bible or when you share the Bible, people don't know what to do. They tremble. Some people. Others rejoice. Some get energy because it's alive, sharper than any two-edged sword. It can penetrate. It can cut you deep. How does it cut you deep? It might convict you. Your sin can cut you deep. God speaks to you. His word is alive and active. This is the best way to learn and hear from God, is read what He wrote, the Bible. Sometimes God also talks to you in your thoughts and ideas. He can guide you through your thoughts, through your ideas. The Holy Spirit that is within you can speak to you. This is why it's important that you have to set aside some time every day, some quiet time to be with God. Now, you might say, hey, my life is so busy. I got 6 kids. They're all under the age of 10. I got a wife. We've got this. I've got this. I'm taking care of my in-laws live here, all this stuff. And you might say, my life's too busy. Hey, guess what? You still have time for God when you're driving to work in the morning, alone in your car. That could be time for God. Some people, they say, I don't even have that. I have to drop my kids, or I don't even have a commute to work. Guess what? When you're taking a shower, time with God. Well, my showers are limited to 5 minutes. 5 minutes, better than nothing. There is time that you have alone each day. And this time with God doesn't need to be all at once. It could be times when you're by yourself on a lunch break from work, or you're in the shower, or you're in the bathroom, or whatever, in your car, driving, wherever you have time by yourself, you can start taking that alone time and dedicating it as time with God. Clear your mind, speak to God, let Him talk to you. However, the best time would be if you really can dedicate some time to truly be alone. I don't care if it's you go in your closet and shut the door and sit there. That's your business. If you want to do that, that could be your time with God. My uncle once told me a story of a coworker of his who was worried about, I don't know, something other people would think or what they're doing. And he said, hey, listen, if you choose to go home after work and sit in the closet for an hour and meditate, that's your business. You can do it. He said this probably in 1970. There is importance of being alone, meditating, and spending time with God. You have to dedicate time to Him, however you can do it. A great time to dedicate time to Him, though, is after you've been reading the Bible. Why? Because the Bible is living and active. So it'll get your spirit stirred up reading these words. When you're done reading, don't simply close the Bible and go about your day. Close the Bible and sit there. Allow yourself some time to process what was read. Meditate on it. Listen to God. We're all guilty of not giving God enough time after we read the Bible. Now, it's not that we have to, but it's so much better if we do. Even 5 minutes. You read the Bible, you're done, you close it, you set it down, you shut your eyes, and just sit there. In silence. 5 minutes. Let God speak to you. Doing it after you've read the Bible, you're already in the right frame of mind. During that time, you got to be quiet, though. You can't be like thinking about, all right, I got to do this, and then I'm going to do this. I got to pick up so-and-so. Got to go to this. I got to do. No, you got to kind of shut all that out and just focus on what you read. Think about it. You start actively thinking about the words and verses you read. All that other stuff will stay out. You got to actively think about it. Think about the words you read. Say them in your mind. You don't have to say them like you memorized them, but say the ones you remember in your head. And guess what? God is going to speak to you through all of that because you're focused on what's alive and active. You're communicating in another area. You know, we live in this world. We are not of this world. So if you're sitting there quiet and you're thinking about all the things you have to do in this world, you're of the world. No, we're not of the world. So when you're sitting there quiet, think about the things that are not of this world, the Bible, the scriptures, what you read, and your soul and your spirit will be not of this world. And you'll get that insight. God will speak to you. No distractions. Clear mind. Focus only on God. Close your eyes. Great time to pray to Him. Ask Him to speak to you. Ask Him to fill you up. Ask Him to reveal that. Pray and wait. Don't let anything enter your head. Just focus on that stuff. Focus on the Bible. Ask God to enter your mind. Jeremiah 33, verse 3. This is an excellent verse. We've read it in a number of sermons. Jeremiah 33, 3 says, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. He wants to tell you stuff. He wants you to call on Him. After you're done reading the Bible, sit there, meditate on it a little bit, be quiet, and think about it, think about what you read, and call to God. Say, God, give me something. Give me some answers. Give me some guidance. He says, call to me, and He will give you great and unsearchable things. He'll tell you stuff you do not know. How great is this? I want to know more. Just say that. God, I want to know more. And just sit there, quiet, focus, listen to God. It's the Holy Spirit that will speak with you, to you, communicating with you. Your spirit longs for God. John 14:26 says, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. The Holy Spirit will remind you. This was Jesus speaking. He's saying, right now at this time, when Jesus was here, everyone didn't have that yet. Jesus died, ascended, rose again, all that. And then guess what? Now when we become a Christian, we believe in Jesus, we get the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will tell us and remind us of everything that Jesus told us. That means as you're going through life, you might think, oh, I have a little angel and a devil on my shoulder. No, you have the Holy Spirit within you that is convincing you and convicting you of certain things. That's reminding you of Scripture, that's speaking through you, that's flowing through or shining out of you. Be a light. It's shining in the darkness through you. You're the vessel. Romans 8, verse 9. You, however, are not controlled by the sinful nature, but by the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit of God lives in you, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ. You say, wow, that's kind of confusing. Well, the Apostle Paul wrote it, so it is very educated. You are not controlled by this world anymore. The old is gone, the new has come, you are a new creation in Christ. That means you have the Holy Spirit. So you do not live by the sinful desires of this world, but by the Spirit. And if the Spirit of God lives in you, you belong to Christ. And those other people that don't have the Spirit yet, yeah, they might think you're weird or different, or you're too bright, or you're too salty, as we've talked about before, or you're too hot, you gotta be hot. They might think that, but it's your job to bring them into the light, bring them into the heat, bring them into saltiness. Allow them to have the Spirit by bringing them to Christ. So if you haven't made that decision, it's a great time. Comment below, reach out to us, ask Jesus into your heart, ask him to forgive you of your sins. Say, Lord, be the Lord of my life. I want to live for you. It's important. You can do it. When you're silent and you're spending that time with God, at first, 10 minutes might seem like forever. It might be really difficult. But later on, 10 minutes will hardly be enough. Romans 8:26 says, in the same way, the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Holy Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. Now, sometimes this might mean you get a prayer language and you're speaking gibberish, really, that you don't understand, you don't interpret. It's not really speaking in a tongue, but that's what it's called. It's in tongues, but it's just in groans that the word that cannot be expressed, the words can't express. In other ways, you might just be praying in your native language to God, on and on and on, and maybe saying the same thing, and people will be like, whatever, man. But you're speaking, the Spirit is speaking within you, and you can allow that to happen by connecting. The Bible connects with your spirit connects with God. It's a circle. God gave us the Bible, he gave you the Spirit, he wants us to connect. Our spirit longs for God. You got to feed that Spirit. Grow spiritually, read your Bible. Read God's Word, meditate on it, pray, and be quiet and listen. Joshua 1:8. Excellent verse. We've used it many, many times throughout our sermons. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. That's huge. That means that God says, hey, feed your spirit, meditate on this word, be careful, learn what it says, grow, nourish, listen to me, and then guess what? Not only by taking care of your spirit that's not of this world, he'll take care of that, but he'll also make you prosperous and successful in this world here on earth. That's incredible. That is so incredible. That means that everything is taken care of here. So what is our focus? Our focus needs to be on God and on enriching his kingdom, and everything else will be provided for us. There's another verse in the Bible that says, hey, Jesus is saying this, focus on these things, on him, and all the other things will be given to you as well, everything of this world. So focus first on his kingdom and his righteousness, and then you'll get everything else, riches, honor, glory. That's what he's saying. You'll get it all. So when you're listening to God, when you're taking that time, you have to be quiet. Why do we have to be quiet? Well, because you need to listen. When you're talking or reading, you can't be listening. Yes, of course, you might be able to understand a little, but God doesn't want a little. He wants all of you. We had a sermon about two eyes, two ears, and one mouth. God wants you to listen and see more than you speak. Listen to him. Understand it. You might be able to listen a little bit, like when you're talking, you can kind of hear what someone's saying, or when you're reading, you can listen and hear what they're saying and still understand what you're reading, but your attention is divided. You're not fully attentive. God doesn't want you to be divided. He doesn't want half of your attention. He wants all of your attention. He doesn't want you to be committed 1 hour a week or 2 hours a week. He wants you to be fully committed, 24/7, 365. Check out a playlist, Being Fully Committed to God. On the YouTube channel, website, you can find it wherever. It's Fully Committed to God. There's a bunch of sermons in there that will help you become more committed to Him. Because that's the goal. You gotta be fully committed to God. I challenge you. If you're not already reading your Bible every day, then you need to be reading your Bible every day. Get a plan. We have had a sermon on using and understanding your Bible. It's a great playlist. You can check out those two messages, a two-part sermon series. Once you do that, you're reading, you're understanding. Now I challenge you to take 10 minutes. That's it. 10 minutes. And if you want to set a timer with an alarm, 10 minutes. Once you're done reading your Bible, so you spend 10 minutes reading your Bible, however long, your devotional, you close that book, you set it down, spend 10 minutes sitting in silence. Don't fall asleep, but sit there in silence and listen to God. Yes, it might be really hard. 10 minutes. There's some movies and cartoons and drawings of the people who go to monasteries and such overseas and in the temple areas, and they sit in silence in the meditation rooms, and they're like 1 minute, and they're like, oh man, it feels like forever. And they look and they're like, ah, it's only been 1 minute. So yes, it might seem like a long time at first. 10 minutes really isn't that long. And after a while, after a few days, after a week, 10 minutes will hardly seem like enough. You're gonna be spending your 10 minutes there, and you're gonna be like, the alarm will go off. Hopefully you won't swear, but you'll be like, oh man, and you'll have to go about your day. Or you'll be like, oh, it'll be like the little kid watching cartoons. Mom, 5 more minutes. You'll say, God, Father, 5 more minutes. And you'll pray that your kids stay sleeping 5 more minutes because you want more time with God. Seriously. Listen to God. He is speaking to you all the time, every minute of every day. He is talking to you. He's trying to fill your head with great and unsearchable things that you do not know. And how else are you going to learn them and know them unless you listen? And how do you listen unless you read and understand and get the living and active words that are speaking to your spirit? And how do you get those words and understand them unless you pray and ask for more? It's almost like what Paul wrote. How can they preach unless they are sent? And how can they be sent? And this and this. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. How can you listen unless you read? How can you understand what you've read unless you have the Spirit? And how can you get the Spirit unless you've communicated with God? What do you need to do then? You need to be a Christian. You need to ask Jesus into your heart. Because when you have Him in your heart, you have the Spirit. Now all of a sudden, you can read the Bible and you can understand what's in there. Before you're a Christian, you could read the Bible and you could have no clue about what's going on. When I was a little kid, we went to my family, my extended family, my grandparents, they were Catholics, so we went to a Catholic Mass out of respect. When I was a little kid, we would go with them once in a while on a Sunday. And their preacher, father or priest, was up there speaking. Now, first of all, they shouldn't call him father. We have another message on that. You have one father. He's in heaven. So they shouldn't do that, but they do. So their priest was up there giving a message, and he was giving it on the light of the world. And he read from your word is a light, a lamp and a light. And then he read the New Testament, how no one puts a light under a bowl and hides it, but instead they put it up for all to see. And you and me, Christians with the Holy Spirit, we know that that means God is speaking in a metaphorical manner, saying, hey, you guys are the light of the world. Get out there, use the word to be your light, but then get out there like the lamp on the stand and be a light to the world, a light in the darkness, and shine for others to see, sharing the word that you have read. But this guy didn't have the Holy Spirit. So he was saying how, hey, God's given us a light, and it's this Bible, and he's saying it's a great light for the world. And just like how when they lit a candle, they put it so that they could see in the darkness, today we have a flashlight to be able to see. And we can use that flashlight, and we have electricity to be able to see. And he's saying we have, like in the dark, when you're in the dark and the light of your alarm clock is on, or your VCR, this was a long time ago, is blinking 12, 12, 12. And he was saying that, but it lights up the room. But if you cover it, the room is dark. And he was going on and on about these earthly, worldly lights. He didn't have the Holy Spirit within him, and he didn't understand what the Bible was saying. If that's you, if you read this and you say, I don't understand it, you need the Holy Spirit. You need to say, Dear Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my sins. I want to live for you every minute of every day. Fill me up with your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. You got to know, he died for you. Make him the Lord of your life. Live for him. Then start reading, start praying, start spending time listening to God. He will speak to you. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for this day, this message, this time together. I ask that you would use these sermons to speak to people, that they would be getting words from the Bible. We're reading the Bible. They're alive and active. That they would take the time to go through other sermons, other messages, and that those would speak to them as well. That they would take the time to read the Bible for themselves, and that they would be able to understand and interpret it. And if they need help, that they would be courageous and comment below for some help. And Lord, that they would spend time in silence and listen to you. And God, that you would fill them up, that you would communicate to them, that your voice would be heard. Allow them to hear you. Give them the motivation and the desire to want to hear from you. In Jesus' name, amen. I challenge you, when you're done reading your Bible, you're done doing your devotion, give it 10 more minutes and listen to God. And if you need prayer or you want to make the choice to follow Jesus, comment below or reach out to us. We'd be happy to be there for you. God bless.